Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Hello, menace.
Yes, Jillian.
How's everyone today?
I think everybody's pretty good.
So, somehow, and we are not being paid for this, my mom had thought that her mother, my maternal grandmother, was Austrian.
Yes, but, I remember you saying
right, that. But wasn't sure, and I was like, okay. So, and then, you know, my dad's name, they were Greek Orthodox, and... like, the name was Makarios, and they thought it was Greek, and, you know, no one knew. Like, it just kind of, like, I don't know. If you're not off the Mayflower, I'm not kidding. Like, all my friends who were, like, old school, like, old American, off the Mayflower, you know, yeah. Killed all of the Native Americans, those people, like, they can trace it all the way back. You know, my grandfather was in a war with General Lee on, you know, like, but for me, you know, when you have parents who are immigrants, I find that it's like harder to get the real story. It all sort of gets lost after your grandparents. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was like, I wonder, I said to my mom, I'm like, where was she from in Austria? My mom's like, honestly, honey, I don't know. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to I just went on like this ancestry.com thing. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go on there. It is like a drug. You can't stop. Turns out it's hard. Also, it's very difficult to navigate, which is how you know that I'm not being paid, because it is really annoying to navigate. Like, it's very hard to find stuff. And then they're like, oh, your family spans the globe. You need to upgrade to get international documents. I'm like, you a-holes. Then you're trying to find information, right? And you're like, okay, the death certificate, that'll tell me how he died. Oh, did you want that death certificate? It's going to be $36. And then, yeah, it's a constant ongoing like upsell. Yeah. It's really annoying. But Heidi goes to me, oh, God, back itch. She goes, how much have you spent on this?
It's like online gambling.
It's like midnight and you're like, yes, must have death certificate. Need to know. Like, it's creepy though. So like, I really didn't know anything about my background. So first of all, it turns out that I am an eighth Russian. I had no idea. So my mom's grandfather, my great grandfather, was Russian. No one knew that. And he had an entire family before my grandmother. My mom had no idea.
So you've got some relatives in Russia.
Maybe, right? So I go, Mom, I'm like, did you know that... his name was Casper, right? Casper Maltzen. I'm like, did you know Casper was married? Had a whole life? Two kids died and one kid lived? Grandma has a half-sister that was in Russia? And my mom's like, what? Had no idea. And she thinks that they never told... grandmother.
Sure they keep that quiet, of course.
So my grandmother's father, Casper, died the year after she was born. And I keep trying to find out how he died. And like, and so I've been finding like voter census, and he was like a milkman, a waterproofer. Like, it's fascinating stuff. But he died the year after she was born. And no one ever told her. She had a half-sister. So she did then, because her mother... remarried a different man, and she had half siblings through that.
Okay.
So anyway, her mother, right? So my grandmother's mother was Austrian. So I can get back to there. So it turns out that my grandmother was half Russian, half Austrian, and Jew. Russian, Austrian, Jew.
Yep.
Right? So everyone thought they were Brits. There's like that whole, and then my mom's father, as far as I they seem to be all be Italian, right? Then you go to my dad, and it turns out, dude, I am like, right, like my whole family, like all those Syrian refugees, that's my whole side of the family. I told my brother and sister, I'm like, like, okay,
so your father's heritage is Syrian,
Turkish, Syrian, and I don't think any of it's Lebanese. It's Turkish and Syrian. And none of it comes from Greece, as far as I can tell. But I can only get back like five generations. So listen to this. It's fascinating. So five generations back, right? You go back as far as you can get. As far as I've gotten is like five generations. Like my fifth great grandfather, his name was Jarius Alguz. Like fucking Al Qaeda, dude. It's in the blood. Crazy. Yeah. Alguz. And then
that doesn't mean you're Al Qaeda.
So then he has a kid that he names Macarius Alguz. And then Macarius becomes a middle name for his kids, which then becomes a last name, which then has now evolved with me to Michaels. And it came from like Turkey, Syria, then it looked like somebody was from Beirut. And like, so listen to this. So there's a family tree for this guy who's like Saba, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we started this family tree and I was like, hey, I'm Saba something. I'm her great, great granddaughter. Can I see your family tree?
And what country is he in? Do you know?
I just got this message. Should I check it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
sure.
So it says, having problems reading this email. Okay, so he responded to me. And then the weird thing about these sites is that they send you hints. They're like, we have hints. I'm like, why not just give it all to me when I'm trying to find it?
Because they want you to fish.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so ready? Hi, Jillian. Thank you for accepting my membership to your family tree. Oh, he's in Canada. Oh my God, he's Canadian now.
See, you're Canadian. You're Canadian.
No, they must have migrated to Canada. Oh, no. He's in Toronto.
Jillian's worst nightmare. Oh, she's Canadian.
My God. No, I'm not Canadian. I am ISIS, apparently. No, I am.
But
I can say that stuff because I am Arab, so I'm allowed to say that. Which is weird, though, dude, because there's no Muslims in my family. They were Greek Orthodox.
What part?
Which is why we thought. And then my mom's dad was Catholic, and then my mom's mom was Jewish. There's a verse about me in all these religious texts. I think I might be the devil. Have you ever seen all these religions come together in one human?
You're the United Nations, all wrapped in one.
Which is why I'm so mentally insane and conflicted as a person. But, like, he's in Toronto now.
Okay.
Isn't that wild? How do I get a message from this guy? Wait. This is me. See, I don't understand this site. That's the problem. Then it asks me how I'm related to him, and I don't have any idea.
Say, I am your father.
Fadi. Yeah. Yeah, he's 3 years older than me, apparently.
Wow, that's a trip.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't even, I can't figure out how we're related. I was trying to find out where in Austria they were from, and then I found on a census. Mm-hmm. It looks like, as if like Brody. Is there even such a thing? Because it's like Schladming and Graz. It's
you
so
might be somebody's
weird.
Queen for all you know.
Right? Brody, Austria. Nicole, Google that. Is there such a thing as Brody? That doesn't sound right. Brody, Austria.
Why not?
Oh my God. Brody.
I think it said Ukraine.
You're Ukraine.
Look what? Ukraine?
Good God, add
the
that.
The Jews in Brody. Oh my God. Holocaust and Brody. Famous people associated with Brody. Ooh, Nicole, sign me up for that. I am famous.
Wow. Sign me up.
So does that make me Ukrainian or Austrian? You see?
No, it makes you Canadian.
It just keep digging. No, that's the other side of the family. That's the... those
Honey,
are the...
you're Canadian.
No.
Just accept it.
No, I'm too aggressive to be Canadian.
There's aggressive Canadians.
No, just... never met one. No. 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 Uh-uh. Anyway, see, you don't know. For all you know, you're African.
I very much could be. I'm not sure what to tell the relatives in Cosenza or Scotland or Ireland.
Well, Italy is very close to Northern Africa, as you know.
This is true.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So last month we spoke with Dr. Gail Salt. She's an associate professor of psychiatry, best known for her work in relationships, family, emotional well-being. She shares her experience online, television, radio. She's the best-selling author of numerous books, and she has written a new one. The book is called The Power of Different, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. Dr. Gail Salt, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, this, I'm going to jump in here, from, of course, as I always do, and monopolize you on a personal level. This book is pretty incredible. I know that for me personally, I've struggled with ADD my whole life. I'm fairly confident that my daughter has some form of learning disability. And I want to know, first of all, like, what possessed you to write this? Because this is, where did this come from? What was the inspiration?
I have been working on this subject for years, for quite a few years. What possessed me to write it is basically a combination of, you know, I have had many patients who are super high-achieving people, so I've seen the correlation there between different kinds of illnesses and exceptional ability. I do a series at the 92nd Street Y in New York called Psychobiography, where we examine iconic geniuses, historical iconic geniuses in the arts and the sciences, or even, you know, past presidents, etc., and really all of them turned out to have some sort of mental illness or learning disability. And so that really, you know, my fascination with the topic just has continued to grow. And as I started doing research into the neuroscience behind this, I just found that there really is a lot of data on the hardwired, like literally wired link between particular kinds of difficulties like mood disorders, or as you mentioned, ADHD or ADD, anxiety disorders, and exceptional strengths, unusual exceptional strengths, dyslexia even.
Really?
So I just thought, you know, this really, we tend to see mental illnesses and learning disabilities as just these purely awful things that are truly stigmatized.
Right.
And so that, for that reason, people delay an incredible amount of time in even getting any kind of evaluation or attention or treatment, because everybody's like, no, please let it not be this, you know? And so they don't get help. And I think that if people understood that, in fact, more so than even people who have nothing going on, there is a incredibly high quotient of creativity and other attributes in people who have these kinds of things going on, that we might feel differently, you know, about
it. I find that, and I'm wondering, a lot of people, I feel like, meet an individual that may have some sort of disability or struggles with reading, can't seem to connect the dots, misinterprets situations, doesn't pick up on social cues, and they think they're stupid. And, you know, I must admit that sometimes you feel stupid, like there's something wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Or you encounter somebody who can't figure it out and you think, what's wrong with them? Are they stupid? Is that a common misperception for people with these kinds of disabilities, or is this just my own experience?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, for a long time, for decades, for example, people believed, even in the medical world, that people with dyslexia, for example, who couldn't read, must be, as you said, stupid. Have a low IQ.
Yeah.
And that turns out to be completely false. IQ and dyslexia are completely separate. And some of the most brilliant people have dyslexia. Yes, they have difficulty reading or learning to read, and that will always be harder for them, but they have other potential incredible abilities, and in addition to that, they often actually have a very high IQ. So there is a real separation. ADD has nothing to do with IQ, nothing whatsoever. Some things may be hard, organizing.
Right.
Organizing things with, you know, in terms of your executive function may be difficult for some people, or impulsivity may be more of an issue, so that you might blurt out something before you wanted to.
Right.
But that has nothing to do with intelligence. And for instance, people with ADD often rate higher with originality and creativity, you know, real out-of-the-box thinking that makes them, for example, you know, particularly wonderful entrepreneurs, you know, who have high energy, you know, lots of output, and, you know, lots of ability to come up with, you know, original thought that they put to use. So it depends on which one we're talking about.
Okay.
But it is true that other people may stigmatize them, or even worse, they may stigmatize themselves.
Yeah.
And say, if I've got this, this must mean I am, and, you know, whatever's the list of bad things. And, you know, Julian, the fact is that, like, half of all Americans at some point in their life have a mental health diagnosis. So
Okay. We're
not talking about some weird minority that doesn't, you know, measure up. I mean, there's an evolutionary reason why so many people have something going on.
Okay, see, that's what I was going to ask you, because that's, so you talked about, like, a quote brain difference is
Yes. Physiological,
right? But then why then? Where is it coming from? Is it genetic? Is it environmental? What is it?
The answer is both, because Yes, there is a genetic predisposition to certain kinds of brain structures and connections, but then environment, like what is going on, what you're teaching your children, what life is like for you, traumas that you have or don't have, etc., those affect your genes.
Okay.
And the brain is plastic, so it keeps changing all the time, particularly much more so when you're young, but all throughout life, which is why, for example, someone can, when they're older, have a stroke, and then through repetition and physical therapy, they can gain back ability, because the brain can keep, it's plastic, it can keep changing. And so the environment affects that biology, and that changes the brain further. The brain's an amazing organ, and I think, but we tend to forget it is an organ. And so instead of talking about differences in the brain that might cause suffering, like the parts that maybe you don't like about ADD, you know, like this is frustrating for me, those things we don't talk about like we do talk about, say, heart disease or diabetes, and we should, because it's a difference that perhaps has an aspect of suffering to it that can respond to treatment if we would go in and get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, having that difference may mean that you have a particular strength that it would really behoove you to identify. So in your daughter, for example,
right,
if you think this is an issue, what you want to do is help her identify her particular strong suits. So, you know, yes, maybe she will need a little extra help, for example, with organization.
Oh, my gosh. We have lists at school, at home. Yes. She leaves everything, loses everything, forgets everything. And I recognized it because I was like, oh, my God, she's...
This is me.
Yes!
Yeah.
And
Heidi... Often, by the way, that's often the case. In fact, sometimes I have the kid gets diagnosed, and then the parent comes in and says, you know what, now that my kid's diagnosed, I'm realizing, well, this was me, and now I never had a diagnosis, but maybe that's what's going on with me.
Yes! Yes!
So you do, you know, those things can make a big difference for kids with ADD, these like cognitive behavioral therapies that help them come up with coping tools to manage those symptoms, and sometimes medication, depending.
Right.
But those treatments will help her a lot. But in addition, you don't want to spend all your time on what's not working. You want to spend some of your time figuring out, by exposing her to different things, or need be by testing, what are her particular strengths? Because, for example, if, you know, you want her to have enough time built into her schedule, if, you know, she has a fantastic imagination and, you know, let's say she likes to draw and she has some art ability, you want to give her the time to explore and develop whatever her strength is, because that will become a source of joy for her,
Okay.
A place where she'll feel confident and competent, you know, which is important for self-esteem. But also, many of these people that I profile in the book and that I followed along, including kids, actually, you know, go on to do unbelievable things with these strengths. You're a good example, Jillian.
Right.
You're telling me you felt like you were, you know, you struggle with these things, and they're difficult for you, and they were difficult for you growing up. But look what you have, look what you've accomplished. You know, I mean, you've built a brand, you know, and like, you know, an empire that's very successful. And part of the reason for that is probably has a lot to do with the upside of what is your downside,
right?
You know, which is that you can think about these ideas, you can be creative about them, you're willing to take risks, put yourself out there to do it, and you have the drive and you'll pull the trigger, which, you know, the negative side of pulling the trigger is impulsivity, right?
Yeah.
But the upside of impulsivity is the willingness to take that risk and pull the trigger and do the thing that somebody else might sit around mulling over for like a long time until it's not happening anymore.
That's so true. That's Heidi. My partner Heidi doesn't have it at all. And she's like, well, and I'm like, oh my God, honey, just make a decision.
Let's do it.
Let's go. And
but interestingly, it's often great to partner somebody with ADD who is like that with somebody who is a really good planner and organizer. I mean, in business, for example, and you know, and slows down and thinks about things, but because that person may never have the big idea or motivate to and take the risk of the big idea, but together they might actually make a really good pair. But in the book, I also profile a number of current day people, David Sedaris, Anne Rice, various Nobelists and comedians and, you know, just people from various different walks of life who've been highly successful but clearly struggled with something.
Dr. Saltz, thank you so much. And I just want to say, if you're, you know, obviously you guys are listening to this segment, and this book runs the gamut. So if you or anybody in your family has a learning difference, distractibility, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, autism, this book is so empowering, because there's no way you're going to tell me that it hasn't impacted your self-esteem to one degree or another. And this tells you how to manage these differences in the most empowering way, and then likens it to geniuses, incredible creative artists, that gives you something to aspire towards. And I absolutely love it. I cannot thank you enough for writing it. And the book is available now, Dr. Saltz?
It is.
Where do we get it?
In all the usual, you know, the Amazon, the Barnes & Noble, exactly.
The Power of Different, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. Get the book. You will love it. Dr. Saltz, thank you so, so much. You're amazing as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Jillian.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Now, I don't mean to get too much into the gals when, you know, we get older or if after a baby and you have a little pee-pee problem, right? The incontinence. But we had a gal, we talked to a gal the other day.
Is this the one Jake lost? No.
No. Recall that Jake was, lost? Oh, no. That was the gal who had the queefs during the workout.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
And you lost the segment. That's
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So sad about that.
I know.
Every time she went to exercise, a little queef.
A little toot toot.
But this could be part of it. Now, this could be part. Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
The thing is that they're starting to advertise, not new, but they are starting to advertise more about things you can stick inside yourself so that you don't have this. And this gal named Kim fought me. She said,
"You don't have it, or it doesn't happen.
Well, apparently, it suppresses it. Like, so if you stick this thing inside you, it's like a tampon.
Oh,
that you're not going to have.
It catches your pee.
Well, it puts pressure on a certain part, so instead of working our muscles, we're just masking it with pads and plugs."
But I mean, wait, is she promising a cure, or is she saying you won't wet your underwear?
No, she's saying that exercise is the way to do it. Instead of sticking something inside you, exercise your way.
Oh, okay, wait, hold. Wait a second. Wait, hold. Wait.
It's like...
Wait, the article is from a lady that wrote about the pee-pee things, not a lady that created the pee-pee thing.
No, she's against
the pee-pee
using
thing.
Using products that will, you know...
Mask incontinence. Do those products promise a cure, or they just say while you're peeing yourself we'll stop you from wetting your underwear?
No, it's on the TV. They show a bunch of young people surfboarding, and they're like,
young people pee themselves?
Well, that's what it's that, but that's the problem.
What's
they're,
it called?
They're making it so poise. I think it's poise.
Poise.
Look up poise incontinence.
Poise.com. Oh, okay. Let me see what it says. Seize your poise moment. See how Brooke Charvet is inspiring women to take charge of their bladder leaks. This is maybe a campaign she should have passed on, I think, but she looks pretty. All right, Brooke Charvet is inspiring women to take charge of their bladder leaks with pads and liners that protect and impressive bladder supports that prevent.
Yeah.
Prevent.
So they're sticking...
Bladder supports.
Anyways, this Kim Bopney, she says, we need a more open talk about it and not about what type of pad to wear.
Pressa. All right. Well, here's my thought on this. I'd say,
it goes beyond cables, though. Okay,
what if you don't want to pee in your pants?
I know. Fine.
What if you need a bladder pad to, in order to, you get a bladder pad so you don't pee in your pants while doing your exercises?
Sure, yes.
Well, and you haven't been doing your exercises. You still pee in your pants. Wouldn't you like to have a diaper instead of your change of underwear?
But I think the issue is the fact that it's normal for women to go through this. And
exactly.
Why are we trying to cover it up?
No, right. We're not. We're trying to keep you from peeing in your pants.
I know, but how about do something about it physically than just at paying? It's to make money. You're paying money for these pads and quasi-tampons to, instead of hitting the source of it, which is our bodies. Work our bodies. And they're saying that the Kegel isn't enough.
We've said that. The pelvic floor exercises.
I know, but
I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing a pad instead of peeing in your pants.
I don't either. I just think that they're making money. They're making money off of something that is normal. And they're making you pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy these pads.
But what if you don't want to pee your pants?
It goes back to the pink tax as well, though, because women get taxed more. The pink tax is like what all tampons get.
What are you talking about?
Back in the day, they used to tax tampons, and which is essential services, as far as I'm concerned. And they would tax them.
Well, everything has a sales tax.
The pink tax refers to the extra amount women are charged for certain products or services. Things like dry cleaning, personal care products, vehicle maintenance, personal care products.
So we're charged more than men are charged?
Yes.
What does that have to do with this pee thing?
Because it's just another thing they're adding on to what women should have to buy for our bodies.
Yeah, but men have to buy stuff for their bodies, like condoms. Isn't there a tax on condoms?
They don't need to buy them.
Yes, they do, Nicole.
Well, you can get them free at
places. What products do you have that women don't need? Is there anything for, like, your balls or something?
I just...
Butt powder. Gentleman's powder.
If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. Like
butt powder. Butt powder.
Yeah, I don't know.
Butt powder.
I used to.
Butt powder. Probably.
But that goes against it. It's like tampons, for this example. Like, if you don't want to buy condoms, absolutely fine. You can get them for free. You can choose not to use them. I can't choose not to use a pad or a tampon.
You can get a Diva cup.
Again, but that's still a purchase.
It's a purchase.
But it's good forever.
No, it's not good forever. You have to replace them every X amount of years. But the point is, this is another purchase women have to make that men don't.
I feel like we're going a little far over the edge here. This is one product we need that men don't need.
Yeah.
If this case, if you don't want to pee your pants, it's coming to the tampon, the diaper.
But what is your solution then?
Exercise.
Yeah, buddy, Janice, how long have you been peeing in your pants? How long?
Wait, men pee their pants too. All my friends, I'm the only one that doesn't out of my friend group. Like, yeah, like after.
Because they're not shaking Mr. Wiener.
They say shake as much as they can. My two best friends say I put it back in. A minute later, dribble down my pants.
God, that's annoying.
And I've never had that. I'm like, I don't know. I never get that. They think
you know what they need to do? I know the answer to this.
Stop jerking off.
No. There's a spot between your the hanging things and your back door.
The gooch.
The proscenium arch.
The proscenium arch. That you push. No, I heard it on Howard Stern. You push. I don't even listen to Howard Stern. Can you believe Heidi listens to Howard Stern?
Hey.
You push there.
Uh-huh.
And that little extra pee comes out and you're good. I'm serious. Squitch. Look at that.
Well,
I'm serious. Google that.
To make you feel better. Men do the same. Men have drips.
Right. Okay, they have drips.
But this is a little more than a drip, I believe, that we're referring to for these products. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, this is women who are either in menopause or have had a baby.
Have you been peeing in your pants?
I'm just saying the conversation has to change from, hey, stick this up yourself to stop it, than to say that solves all your problems. It's like, no.
It doesn't say it solves all your problems.
Well, I think it's a way to mask something. All I'm saying is...
Janice, just answer these questions. How long have you been peeing in your pants?
What's that got to do with it besides you're going to make fun of me?
Nope. Watch, I'll show you. How long?
It's been since I started menopause.
I thought it was way before that.
No.
No. Are you sure? A while.
It started... I don't just sit down and pee my pants.
You have pee squirts. I know. Listen to me. So how long?
It's 2-3 years.
Okay. In that time, have we not done a tremendous amount of conversation about pelvic floor exercises and so on?
Yeah.
And do you work out?
I do work out.
Okay. Are you still peeing your pants?
Yes.
So instead of peeing your pants, maybe you should just wear one of these little pad things and not have to pee your pants all the time. Every time we have a podcast, you have a pee squirt. And then you need to change your underwear. In fact, I have footage of you well before menopause with your underwear change on your head. I've posted it.
Okay. All right. You can be a shill for the tampon industry. I will not.
But you're the one peeing.
Oh.
So, Manus.
Yes.
I took Dr. Salt's advice.
Oh, yeah.
And we are playing to Lubal's strengths. It has a fashion blog on Instagram. It's renamed itself with an alias to Penny Goldilocks Gold.
Penny Goldilocks Gold.
Penny Goldilocks Gold.
And that's Lou. And
formerly known as.
Formerly known as.
Mm.
Well, that's cool.
You think?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And cool. This is her post from yesterday.
Wow, look at her.
Yeah, it has pink streamers around her head.
And pretty groovy sunglasses.
Oversized sunglasses.
Yeah.
A pink, like, bath ball as a purse.
Yeah.
Silver glitter shoes.
Yeah.
And a dress with flying birds and a pink ribbon and yellow bows that she had her grandmother make. And hair bands as bracelets. And here's her quote. I instructed my grandma to make this dress, and I dressed it up with pops of fancy color. Penny Goldilocks Gold.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. And so does she pick her outfits?
You think I do this? They're their own little... I mean, these creatures are their own little beings, like, beaming through space. Like, they just... I mean, like, my son... Ready? And here's what my son does. So now, I walk around the house, and I've got Penny Gold... I live with Penny Goldilocks Gold.
Yeah.
And not only that, the boy child...
Yes.
...skewers his stuffed animals and hangs them by their throat. Literally, I found this little dog. Go on Instagram. This little dog with the door hook hanging out of its head. And his dinosaur is hung by its neck in the bathtub off the chain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Gridley. How are you?
Good, how are you? We're just on our way to karate.
Do you have the female child?
I do. Mother, no cavities! No cavities, Mama.
No cavities. No.
Yeah.
Ah, good boy. Good boy.
Lou, Mama wants to talk to you. Take your headphones up. Okay, go ahead.
Lou, do you have cavities?
No.
Fantastic. Lou, would you like to tell everybody about your new fashion blog? No? I thought you wanted a fashion blog.
Can I do it, Mama? Can I tell them?
You can tell them. Secret Agent Dogs, are you there?
Yeah.
Master P, do you read? Master P?
Yeah.
You want to tell them? Would you like to tell them about Lou's fashion blog?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Where is it?
Oh, no.
Buddy?
What?
Where can they find it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Anything else?
Where can they find Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. There you go.
What's the girl one yelling?
I don't know. She doesn't want anyone to know. I guess I'll take it down. If you want it to be private, I'll take it down. Oh, well then, what's the point of it if you don't want to tell anyone about it?
Lubal.
Mama.
You're not Lubal.
No cavities, Mama.
I know. Good boy. And is there anything that you want to say to Manus today?
Manus.
Manus,
Mama.
Manus, Mama? What do you want to say to Manus, guys?
It smells like stinky butt.
You smell like stinky butt. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Anything else, my darling?
Yes.
What?
Suck my hairy bone.
I will. I will, buddy. Janice, would you like to respond?
Bye.
Janice, do you want to say anything? No. Young up on me. Suck my hairy balls. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.